Men at Sea. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Maritime Commission and the War Shipping Administration, presents the eighth in a series of programs dedicated to our men at sea and to the workers who build the ships for the men at sea. Sometimes a single word comes close to dramatizing the whole destiny of a nation. Cargo. Cargoes for the fighting fronts of freedom. All the stupendous production of our land means nothing until it is given into the willing hands that use it. Every cargo delivered is a potential victory. Every cargo lost is a potential victory lost. This story is a tribute to the men and ships who take that cargo through. The first scene of our story is a small park overlooking the harbor of one of our large cities. Coming down the gravel walk is young Tom Mellon, third mate of the Liberty ship Morgan Perry. Seated on a bench watching his approach is a weather-beaten, white-haired man, his eyes looking sadly out across the harbor and beyond to the open sea.
Hiya, Grandpa Mellon.
Hiya, Tom, lad.
Well, out selling your old timbers, eh?
Reckon maybe.
Oh, what's the matter now? You've been trying to ship out again, huh?
Yeah, a bunch of armchair dock wallopers. Why, I was sailing around the Horn before most of them was born. Got the nerve to tell me I ain't fit to handle a ship.
Yeah, I know.
I took out my master's papers in steam while it was still spitting the wind. What's a man's age got to do with it? My eyes are good, and I'm willing to serve.
Sure, I know. I know, but don't you worry. You'll get something before long. There's a place for all of us in this man's war.
Well, I sailed cargo down every port on the seven seas.
Yeah, you did. Well, what do you say? Let's get back to the house. Close to supper time, Mary will be waiting for us.
Well, been down to the office, Tom?
Yeah.
Did you get sailing orders?
Yeah, I did. It'll be soon. Mighty soon.
Yeah, I was afraid so.
Why? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing special, except that Mary's might worry about the young'un. Fever still hanging on. Kind of had a mind set on going to the country for the weekend. Thought the change of air might do Jimmy good, you know.
Oh.
I thought you just better break it to her easy, Tom, considering. Lord knows you ought to be used to it by now, though.
Yeah, I see. Well, thanks for telling me, Gramps, but the cargo we're taking this time has got to get there pronto. We're fooling down with ammunition and guns and a trim of those fighting P-38s. A couple of light bombers. For the boys in Sicily, Gramps.
Good. Yeah. I'm a master Calcutta to the South Seas. You get around those Liberty ships. Almost like the old windjammer days.
You know, I get the feeling sometimes when we're putting it off in lighters on some godforsaken beach. Like we were working parts of a big shuttle. Remember that woolen mill up at Hightstown? I used to watch them when I was a boy.
Yeah.
All those shuttles with their different colored threads, you know, sliding back and forth and weaving a design. That's what we're doing. You know, kind of weaving a big pattern over the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if one shuttle breaks or quits delivering the thread, the whole thing's liable to get balled up.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Only when one shuttle quits, you have to replace it with another. And then go on through hell and high water.
How is he, Mary?
I think he's better, Tom. He just went off to sleep. I thought, darling, we could take the bus on Saturday and go up to the Kenton's farm. You know how he loves it up there. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh. You're going out again?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get much time between runs now, you know, Mary. Things the way they are.
Already?
I'm sorry, honey. We're fighting a war. Jimmy will be all right.
Sure he will. I think he's almost over it now. You won't have to worry, darling. We can plan that trip later on. Oh, it seems like everything's got to wait till later on. I sometimes wish you were in some other service.
Some other service?
At least I'd know where you were instead of somewhere on that murderous sea.
I know, honey.
Some other service? You expect a leopard to change his spots? Well, the Mallons were born and raised in the traditions of the sea. What better service is there, I'd like to know, than the United States Merchant Marine?
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, reason to do the job they're doing is because they're bred in the bone American seafaring men.
Yeah, that's right, Gramps. American seafaring men from the farms and the prairies and the western mountains and the south. Maybe not all born to it like the Mallons, but all of them with the spirit and the guts it takes to roll her scuppers under and get her there with her cargo and back again.
You and your precious cargo. How about storing some food right now? Where'll do the most good?
Hey, right.
Hey, come on, all hands to galley.
Hey, don't tell me I smell a steak.
Took all the ration points in the book, but I'm glad now. We'll have a specially fine meal for you, Tom.
Yeah, mate. Well, it's a nice black night for a change.
Yeah. And keep the crew in that forward gun nest on their toes, will you? Convoy's been dropping ash cans over to the north. One of Heine's favorite tricks, you know.
Yeah, I know. Use one of their subs as a decoy and gang up on us from another quarter. I know the bastards.
There goes a couple more.
Hey, you better take a look at the lashings on that life raft up forward, Mellon. They got shoved off her slide when she took the seas a while back.
Yeah, I'll tend to it.
Excuse me, sir. I was just...
Huh? What's the matter?
Well, I just feel a little sick to my stomach.
Oh, yeah. You're Dick Pretty. New hand, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ah, you'll get used to it.
Oh, I hope so, sir.
Sure.
My folks put up an awful fuss because I want to go to sea, so I just got to make good.
Sure you were. Where are you from?
Kansas.
Huh?
I like it, though. I mean the feeling you get that your job's really important. Why, all that cargo down below decks... And those planes up on deck, just wait until we say, over the side you go. Oh, they trust all that stuff to us, don't they, Mr. Mallon? It means winning this war. Oh, boy, that's something.
You're right, Dick. That is something. And don't you worry about a little seasickness. It's going to be a darn good merchant seaman. Feel better now?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, then, come on up forward and give me a hand with the life raft.
Oh, yes, sir. I heard some shooting off to the north there, Mr. Mallon. Does that mean submarines?
Well, they're probably somewhere around waiting to take a crack at us.
With all the vessels in this convoy, I don't see how they could miss hitting something.
Well, that's the escort that makes them keep their distance.
Oh, you don't want to stop the boat!
Swimming towards us. It's Mr. Mallon.
Oh. Okay, Mallon, can you make it?
Yeah, well,
let's offer this roller here. Come on, grab him, kid.
I got him.
You take his legs.
Okay, now, up, come.
Oh, gee, his head's all bloody.
Are you all right, Mallon? Tom, you hear me? He's out. Hey, look under that pocket flap right beside you there. Some bandages and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, bless you too when you got hit.
We were going up forward. There was a flash of light, and it seemed like the whole bow of the ship caved in. Here, this is it.
Right. Now lift his head while I wrap it around. It knocked me right out of the gun nest. I think the screw just missed my head.
Hey, look, Larson, she's down by the head, but it looks like they're getting the fires out. She's still afloat, Mr. Larson. Hey, look, why, there's a fire alongside of her.
Now, let's see. Holy mackerel. They're going to keep the old Morgan Perry going.
Yeah, but can't we? I mean, isn't there any way that we can get back? What are we going to do?
We're going to stay right here until somebody picks us up.
Right. What?
Yeah, Tom, now. What? Take it easy, old man. You got a bad crack on the head.
Is the ship all right?
It looks like it. Yes, sir. Looks like they're going to stay afloat and keep going.
Well, how bad was it?
I tried to bat the first bulkhead. Took the whole side out. And the boys in the gun nest didn't have a chance, except me. I was crossing the catwalk. It lifted me right up, catwalk and all, and over I went. Down to Davy Jones's locker and up again.
Hope they make it. I hope they make it to port. A lot of help will be.
Lie back and take it easy, Tom.
Hey, listen, stop talking.
What's the matter, kid?
I hear engines.
Yeah,
here, listen.
Probably one of the convoy.
It's coming closer. We ought to signal. Set up a rocket, Mr. Larson. Here, help!
Sure. Shut up, you fool.
There it is. Stop. Help. Hey, we're over here.
They're not going to stop for us, you fool. Yeah, wouldn't it be a smart trick to send up a rocket and let the Heinies know just where she's at?
You mean they won't try to save us?
That ship's carrying cargo, and she don't stop till she make port. That cargo's more important than you or me or a whole ship full of us.
Oh. Yeah, I see what you mean.
It looked like the Ann Jefferson. She's down to her plimps over TNT. So you take it easy. When daylight comes, one of the Navy ships will find us.
Cargo. That's more important than you or me or all of us put together. Yeah, I see what it means now, because without that cargo, why, we don't survive. We lose everything we believe in and fight for.
Can you lift his head up? Easy, though. I'll put my coat under his shoulder.
Oh, okay. Is that all right?
Oh, I told you, keep those blackout shades on the porthole, didn't I?
Easy now, Tom. You're all right.
Want to make us a target for every honey on the route? I'll get the ship through. Can't keep waiting till later on. Too little and too late. No more of that.
What's he out of his head?
Let him talk. It won't hurt you.
Gotta make a design of it. Keep the shuttles going. Back and forth, hell or high water. Gotta get those bombers off the deck. Into the air, where they can use them. You know where? Algiers, Glasgow, Guadalcanal, no match.
Are you flying that B-24?
That's right. Who are you?
My name's Mallon, U.S. Merchant Marine. We brought her over, sir. They tried to stop us, but the old Morgan Perry wouldn't sink. Kept right on going.
Good. This B-24 is a fine ship. Give us more liquor. We're laying some eggs in Hamburg tonight. Won't that please you? Clean up a nice little nest of your nasty submarine.
Go to it. Works both ways, doesn't it? Try to do pattern. Keep the shuttles going back and forth.
Right, you are. Oh, there goes the blinker. I had to be off.
You bet. Have a good dinner for you when you come back. Steak and all the trimmings. Deserve it, you do.
Look at him go back and forth.
Shall I try to give him some water, Mr. Lockhart?
Leave him alone. He's delirious. Better keep your head down, Marine. You'll never finish the letter you're writing.
Yeah. Not much use writing ice. How much ammunition we got left?
About 10 rounds apiece.
Gosh.
Hey, there's one more for those Jap monkeys. Anyhow, we can take 10 apiece of us when we go.
Lousy average for a Marine. Why don't you get up here with some cartridges?
And I could do with a piece of chow for a change,
okay,
too.
Okay, fellas. Huh? I've got it. Look, a whole box of ammunition and plenty to eat.
Who are you? Gosh.
My name's Mallon. Our ship just made port. Unloading her now. They tried to get us coming through the straits. 16 Japanese, but the old man zigzagged. We shot down 4 of them. Can't spoil a good shuttle, you know, unless you hit it square. She's right on sailing.
Well, welcome to Wango Pool, Maiden. Pass the ammunition.
Oh, yeah, you a lifesaver.
Oh, we're just helping to keep the pattern together. I think that's ammunition and food. That's cargo, fella. And there's plenty more where that came from. Keep it moving through hella high water. Well, so long.
Goodbye,
so long.
Thanks, fella.
Say, I'm going to finish this letter. Dear Mom, we thought it was curtains for Jake and me. And along comes this guy from the Merchant Marine with his cargo. Gee, were we glad to see him with the first slice of meat we'd had in a month. And a boatload of those shiny big 75 shells. Just the medicine for the nips, what I mean.
Do you think he's all right?
Just let him rest. Just let him rest.
Hey, Eva, to the right.
Well, we got them through, sir. I hope we're in time.
Huh? Who are you?
My name's Mallon, Tom Mallon. I'm American. We just made port. That's our Liberty ship yonder. We brought you these new American tanks.
Oh, very good. They will go straight to the Leningrad front for the new offensive. Everything for the offensive.
Well, I'm glad we're in time. Took a lot of hauling to get that thread into the pattern.
What do you mean?
Hard going through the Arctic. Bombing attacks all the way around Norway. but we made it.
Thank you, my friend. We shall use them well.
There they go. Tons of dead weight out of the hold of a ship. Thanks. Just some more cargo. Mary says, you and your precious cargo. She ought to see you. Just once. Where it goes. And what it means.
Okay, Tom, open your eyes, son.
Okay. Yeah. Right. You all right now, Mr. Mallon?
The sun.
Oh, this. You've been here all this time?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I remember now. Where are we, Larson?
Well, about 20 points west where it happened, close as I can judge.
Try. Try any rockets?
No, we're saving those for later. I've been adrift before. Sometimes takes a while, you know. But you better favor your port side there. You got a bad gash back of your ear. Put sulfa in it.
Thanks.
It won't be long now before they pick us up, Mr. Mallon.
Yeah. They'll find us, Dick. Those Navy ships. Planes. Out searching. Gotta wait. Keep your chin up. It's all part of being a seaman. That keeps you fighting. Brings you home again.
Did you get any word, Grandpa?
No, nothing so far today.
Another day, another week.
Ah, there now. I tell you, you come back, Mary. Mallons are made of quarry pine, tough timber that can take the weather. Yeah, you just keep your chin up and your colors flying.
Oh, Grandpa.
Still feverish.
Do you think he'll pull through?
Yeah, and this infection sets in. But we've still got some sulfur left.
Mary, we gotta get through. We gotta get through. Those fellas in this plane, shells, they need them. Shuttle.
You think we've drifted too far off the convoy lanes to pick up Mr.
No, since we took to the raft, the wind, she's held about southwest. Well, guess I'll get going. Take a look from the crow's nest.
Let's hop at the galley for coffee first.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, old boy, not such a bad trip after all.
That's right. All routine, but that's as exciting as tea at the Cecil.
So long as I've seen a Nazi submarine, I'm afraid I wouldn't know what one looked like. 2 months since we popped the last one.
I say, Skipper, look off to the starboard. You see something?
Yes, sir. I believe I do. Yes. There goes the rocket. Have the glasses and have a look.
Right, eh? Yes. My joy, it's a raft, a life raft. There seems to be 3 men aboard.
These old Sunderland boats are pretty stout. Should be able to set her down easy enough.
You'll never know.
You got your shipmates straight away comfortably. You'll be in a hospital before you can say shickle grew by. What happened to you fellas?
Well, our Liberty shipped the Morgan Perry was torpedoed, and we were blown overside.
Bit of luck, eh?
Yeah, I suppose so. I wonder if the ship got through. When we last saw her, she was down at the head a bit, but was still making headway. She was heavily laden. A deck trim of B-24 bombers and lightnings and...
Why, Joe, down by the head, you say?
Yeah.
Why, this patrol, we passed a ship that must have been yours, making a few knots with a destroyer and a corvette escort.
Sir, do you think she'll make port?
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Child, you can't just sit there and brood.
Oh, but Grandpa, it's so hopeless. No word. This awful suspense, not knowing anything.
Now, you take a Melon's word for it. One fine day, he'll come striding in here just as if he'd never been gone. You got to keep faith, you know, and keep busy. Marty said you were going to that meeting at the factory this afternoon. Company's getting a maritime M flag. They're going to broadcast it over the radio.
I don't think I feel like going. I'll have to be home when Jimmy gets back from school.
No, go on, you go. Jimmy and me will take care of ourselves. I'll take him along when I go to the enrolling office.
What does it mean to me now? All the talk of how many ships they've turned out and all the rest of it. But Tom lost out there. What can they say that I want to hear?
Maybe more than you think, Mary. Maybe voices that'll speak the thoughts of men and women this whole world over. In the faith they have, and the pride they feel, in the men at sea.
We who sweat and toil turn the lathes and the wheels, who fashion with our hopes and dreams the weapons and goods of victory, we salute you, men of the Merchant Marine. These are the precious cargoes we entrust to your care. Without you, we are nothing, and all our works are useless. Drive your fine ships on against peril and storm, so that our cargoes may serve their mighty purpose and our dreams may live.
We whose hopes lie shattered in some foreign land, we wait for you to bring us the means of our deliverance. We wait for your ships. We pray for you. Our last faith is in the strength of your hands and your courageous hearts.
We who are the mothers of fighting men, we thank God for you. Bless your brave ships and keep them sailing endlessly so that our boys may soon come home.
Now, as I award you this maritime M, I'm glad to be able to bring you by shortwave from overseas the voices of some of the seamen who have carried your cargoes. On a voyage not long ago, some men were feared lost when their ship was hit by a torpedo. But they were picked up and taken to a North African port. In a moment, you will hear their voices.
Fred Lock, Dick Purdy and I are safe and well. Feels awful good to say so. My name is Tom Mallon. We've been through plenty in the last week, but that's over now, and there's too much to do to think about it. I've just sent word to my wife, and it sure felt good to be saying we'll be home soon. It's also good to be able to say that our cargo got through. That's the main thing. I'm talking for Larson and Purdy, too, when I say when we get back, we'll be signing on again to keep that shuttle moving. There's one word that sums it all up. Cargo. Cargo is for the hopes of men. Cargo is for victory.
when the history of this war is placed permanently between book covers. A chapter as glorious as the freedom we're now fighting for will be written about the men of the Merchant Marine. But this will not be a closed chapter. For the Merchant Marine, like the vast expanse of water it continually sails, goes on forever. In peace, as in war. American industry is pouring forth tanks and guns and munitions and planes. But here they are just piles of freight on a wharf. It's the Merchant Marine that gives them meaning, that takes them to the battlefronts where they become weapons of victory. No one underestimates the importance of the Merchant Marine in this war, least of all the men who have sailed the seas in the past. That is why former seamen have responded so willingly and quickly when the call has gone out for men with knowledge and experience of the sea. 13,000 of them in the last 6 months have left their shore jobs for more vital jobs on ships. These are the men who have kept our convoys moving on schedule. The invasion of Sicily and the amazing progress of our shipbuilding program have asked the Merchant Marine to do a superhuman job. But our lifelines are firm. Our ships get out and across on time. The Merchant Marine will always need men. Any industry that grows as rapidly as our marine industry has can absorb great numbers of new men. We must have a steady flow of men for the Merchant Marine to keep up with the demands of total war. There were almost as many seamen used in the invasion of Sicily as comprised our entire Merchant Marine before the war. Add to this the other fighting fronts, the supply lines, and the help we are giving the United Nations, and the need becomes clear. Men who are now ashore, yet skilled in the ways of ships, wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Give your name, address, rating, and when you will be available. Especially needed are mates, engineers, ABs, oilers, and cook bakers. Wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Be sure to give your name, address, rating, and when you will be available. Remember, you can help transform those cargoes into victories. Men at Sea, written by Bird Chapman Cook, was the eighth and last of a series presented by the National Broadcasting Company and the independent radio stations affiliated with the NBC network, in cooperation with the United States Maritime Commission and the War Shipping Administration. The cast of our production today included Rod Hendrickson, Lawson Zerbe, Dick Keith, Dave Jordan, Lois Holmes, Harold Young, and Alfred Hesse. The special musical score was composed by Leo Kempinski and conducted by Merle Kendrick. The entire production was directed by Barton Fellows. This is Cliff Angle speaking. This program came to you from New